The Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah rejects the findings of an investigation by the Bulgarian government, which accuses the movement of being behind a terrorist attack on a bus in the Bulgarian city of Burgas last July. The attack killed 5 Israeli tourists.
Israel is leading a global terror campaign against Hezbollah because it failed to defeat it in its aggression. This international campaign is aimed at misleading the world.
The development has brought to the forefront the issue of placing Hezbollah on the European Union's list of terrorist organizations. Such a step has been an Israeli demand ever since the attack took place and prior to any investigation.
During the history of the Hezbollah military actions, I didn't find any similarity to attack civilians. There is a lot of pressure from the United States government and the Israeli Zionist lobby, not only Israeli government. But the new factor is the election in Bulgaria.
Bulgarian opposition members of parliament have also lashed out at their government for, quote, not providing solid proof to charge Hezbollah, stressing that their government has caved under pressure.
There is no solid evidence against Hezbollah. The investigation that was carried in Bulgaria found out that there are certain suspicions and doubts.
Lebanese Premier Najib Mikati has pledged to cooperate with the Bulgarian authorities while calling on them to seriously evaluate the result of the U.S. and Israeli-backed probe.
Despite this new development, the European blacklisting of Hezbollah is by no means a done deal. Countries such as France and Germany are at odds with the U.S. and Israel over this issue. These countries, as well as others such as Italy, have U.N. peacekeeping troops stationed in South Lebanon. And the stationing of these troops actually took place under their coordination with Hezbollah. Altaf Ahmed, Press TV, Beirut.